I'm joined now by some of our troops, four of them, in fact, hence the name of their singing group, Four, as in the numeral four, four troops.
And somewhere beneath the stars and the sky, our flag is still standing there. She bled and she brought one land under God. Her colors still lead us there.
It's still there.
You just heard the song For Freedom. It will be the first single on the album. The members of Four Troops made a name for themselves while in the Army, singing pop and country songs for soldiers overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now that they're all out of the service, Four Troops are also singing for veterans. They're recording an album, and a portion of the proceeds will go to veterans charity groups like the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. They're about to begin a three-month-long tour of military bases around the country, but first they stop by our studios for a chat. And I'm very pleased to welcome Captain Meredith Melcher.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Sergeant Daniel Jens.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you and be with you. And Staff Sergeant, retired, Ron Henry.
Jackie, it's a pleasure being here.
It's a pleasure having you. And Sergeant David Clemo. Hi.
Thank you. Hi, how are you doing?
Well, it is a great pleasure to have all of you here, especially before you hit the road.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
Three months, huh?
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have spouses?
Yes,
we all do. Yes, we all do.
I guess they're used to you being away. You know, you have great harmony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ron here, we work hard at it.
Uh-huh. I would like to ask each of you where you served in the armed forces and what you did. So why don't we speak to you, Daniel Jens.
Okay. In 2006 through 2008, I served overseas in Iraq doing different convoy escort missions. We also had two of our platoons doing hot gun. And
two of your platoons doing?
Hot gun, which is basically field artillery.
Did you go back then to the base and sing?
Usually after missions, I just grab a guitar and start singing. And after a while, when my buddies, you know, they started requesting stuff, and we'd start singing along, and, you know, it was really cool.
And then you eventually went on to America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Fantastic.
That was a good time.
David Clemo, how about you?
I was airborne while I was in the military, so which means I jumped out of planes. So I was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where I deployed to Afghanistan in 2002, and then I deployed to Iraq in 2005. And then after that, I got stationed at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, where I actually worked as the assistant director of the U.S. Army Soldier Show.
Meredith Melcher, how about you?
I was in the Army from 2002 to 2006 as a healthcare operations officer, healthcare administration. I started out at Fort Hood, Texas, and then I immediately deployed to Kuwait and Iraq back in 2003. When I came back, I was sent to Fort Belvoir, where I worked on the United States Army Soldier Show. And then after that, I was lastly stationed at Fort Meade, Maryland.
And Ron Henry,
yes,
yourself.
Yes. I joined the Army in 1988. And retired in 2008. And my first 13 years in the Army was a combat infantryman. And then due to injuries, I changed to, people say, one of the most dangerous jobs in the Army, which is a transporter. And I was stationed in Mosul, Iraq, and Tel Afar, Iraq.
Yeah, in the north.
Yes.
Well, did you all sing after missions on the ground over there? Daniel Jens just talked about that. But what about the others? How did the Army know you guys could sing, David?
Well, basically, it started out, people would hear you sing, you know, walking around. I had a guitar out there as well, but, I played around the guys and things like that. But then I started playing for chapels. Chaplains would have services and things like that, so we would do the music ministry for that. And then they would have karaoke contests or, you know, whatever, just to kind of boost morale. And then after that, people would start asking you to sing National Anthem and kind of snowballs from there.
And Meredith, how do they know about you?
Actually, when we were stationed in Iraq or deployed to Iraq, there was a 4th of July talent show, and I participated in that. And I think that was the first time my unit actually heard me sing.
Did your service influence the kinds of songs that you chose for this album?
Ron speaking. And I think I can confidently say for my team here, who are just great artists, and it's a pleasure and honor to work with them.
This is Dave. We love you, too.
You know, I think through...
Did I just hear a kissing sound?
Yes.
See you, Daniel.
I think through all of our experiences, there are songs that have touched our lives individually, and then you're always taught to capture your audience and to make them feel what you're singing and make sure you sing it with emotion and with, you know, and with integrity.
This is Dave. Just to add real quick that there's some patriotic songs that we do sing, but we're also interested in bringing to light the personal relationships that the families and, you know, that they go through during the deployments, and really bringing that across, because that's really what gets you through.
Thinking about the people back home.
Yeah. Yes, just having that strength of the family support and the hope that and knowing that you are going to get back home to some normalcy.
Let's hear a little bit from this song, God Bless the Broken Road.
Never a long lost dream led me to where you are. Mothers that broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you.
I'm speaking with members of the group Four Troops about their upcoming self-titled album. Now, that is really beautiful. Who's singing the lead vocal?
It's me, Dave.
This is really just what you were talking about a moment ago, Dave, the sort of the love song that leads you back to the people who are waiting for you and knowing you'll get there.
I have a baby on the way right now, and, you know, just being a part, even this being a part, you know, it's really... That's really is what gets you through it. So that song definitely hits it on the head for us.
Mm-hmm. So. There's one song on this album that has maybe a little bit of controversy behind it, and that's Toby Keith's Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, which came out right after 9/11. Pretty angry song. Mm-hmm. Some of the lyrics went, "Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July." Now, I understand you guys have different lyrics.
Yes.
The specific lyrics that you just read, you guys are going to have to help me now because I'm brainstorming.
It took a while to see clearly through our big black eye. Now we remember why we fight, so that freedom never dies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to take some of the
anger out and make it more of a proud
song.
Yeah, a proud, inspirational, sort of patriotic song.
And a tribute to people who are fighting. Now, Dan Jens, until a few weeks ago, I would have called you Sergeant Jens because you've just so recently gotten out, right?
That's right, Jackie.
So how is this different? This must be just such a plunge after being enlisted.
It's actually been pretty crazy with our recording schedule and all the media and everything we're doing, plus the insane rehearsing that we've been doing. My wife's back at home doing all the moving arrangements and everything.
You were just at Fort Hood. You were stationed at Fort Hood,
yes.
Right? Were you there during the tragic shooting?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You have a song, though, that sort of, I think, makes a beautiful support for that, the song Angel, which is on this album.
Yes, Meredith does a phenomenal job.
Yes, she does.
I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Yes.
You get goosebumps, and it's totally different from Sarah McLachlan's version, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear it.
So, Meredith, if you would give us a little bit of Angel, we'd be so happy.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. You were brought from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here.
I see the clown.
Go to church, Ron.
There's an angel singing. I see the clown.
Ron's got his hand up. It's beautiful. Thank you. Absolutely beautiful. Former Captain Meredith Melcher, former Sergeant Daniel Jens, retired Staff Sergeant Ron Henry, and former Sergeant David Clemo. And you can hear some of this self-titled album. It'll come out in May. But first, go to our website, npr.org/music, and you'll hear a bit more. Thank you all so much for being here, and we wish you really good luck, and we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on. Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.